lunchtime show. Coming up, we've got the lunchtime teaser, which incidentally is a brilliant one. You'll love it. We've got three in a row classics, news, gossip and some great news.
Seven Suge FM.
You die for the one you love. hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take whatever you put the way. Would you swear you'll always be mine? Would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby.
Enrique Iglesias there. What a hunk. I think I'm going to dedicate the show to hunks today. I think I'll have some Ricky Martin a bit later and Robbie Williams. What do you think? Well, he comes from Stoke, doesn't he? Anyway, after this one, you will be listening to my little teaser.
Walls. I've crossed the line.
time for the lunchtime teaser. Now, I asked Sophie this, who's 12 this morning, and she got it right first time. See how you get on. On the way to the fair, I met 7 jugglers and a bear. Every bear had 6 cats. Every cat had 5 rats. Every rat had 4 houses. Every house had 3 mouses. Every mouse had 2 louses. Every louse had a spouse. How many were going to the fair? Text the studio on 07757 454 668 or email me at studio@shugradio.co.uk.
Shug FM. Log on today at shugradio.co.uk. Shug FM.
Oh,
up by Yaz and the Plastic Population. Kylie is getting better. It's official. She was spotted on a shopping expedition in Paris recently. The 37-year-old star was described by a friend as the happiest she's ever been after recently declaring she was in remission in her battle with breast cancer. It marks an amazing turnaround for the Aussie singer, who can now think about plans for the future, starting with some good old retail therapy. You're listening to Die on 87.7 Shug FM.
Natasha Bedingfield.
This is Shug FM Music.
Shug FM.
We are pawns.
after Rod Astley comes on the show. Robbie Williams there with Millennium. It's just after 12:30 on a Monday afternoon, and I hope you're having a good day, because I am. Now, let's talk about Tom Hanks. The action is hotting up for Tom Hanks as he's frantically trying to crack the Da Vinci Code. Hollywood icon Tom, who's 49, incidentally he's older than me, he plays lecturer Robert Langdon, who is drawn into the murky world of religious mystery when art expert Jacques Saunier is found dead on the floor of the Louvre. That's in Paris, if you didn't know. He races against time to find the clues to a secret hidden in the paintings of Da Vinci. But he's pitted against killer Monk Silas, played by Paul Bettany, 34.
People them want. Woman them a flex and the man them a chant. Cause the 60s style it have to come back. Draw for your bell bottom, black heel and frack. Boom shakalak, rude boy. You don't tell him no, sir.
There, because I was dancing around the studio to that one. It's great actually being a DJ on air, because you get to choose all the music and you can dance around the studio. Anyway, on the way to the fair, I met 7 jugglers and a bear. Every bear had 6 cats. Every cat had 5 rats. Every rat had 4 houses. Every house had 3 mouses. Every mouse had 2 louses. Every louse had a spouse. How many were going to the fair? Oh, you're so
get enough.
You're listening to Di on 87.7 Shug FM. If you want any email, if you want any texts, start again. If you want any requests, text the studio on 07757454668 or email me at studio@shugradio.co.uk.
Come on, y'all too. Y'all are crazy, man.
Oliver Cheatham there with Make Love. I'll have to stop playing these bopping records and keep dancing around the studio. This is a 40-something-year-old mum with two teenage daughters bopping around the studio. Chris keeps telling me to get off the desk. Anyway, here's a good way if you want to make some money. A Belgian student has sold the foreheads of himself and his friends to pay for his 20th birthday party. Chris Dries put up their foreheads as advertising space as he's got no money to buy food or drink for the bash. The eBay auction was won by a marketing firm in Wergen, which will foot the bill for all the partygoers who have the firm's logo painted on their foreheads for the night. Any who do not want their foreheads used for advertising can still go to the party, but they've got to pay. Chris said he was delighted with the winning bidder and that the winning bidder had agreed to pay for up to £150 worth of food and drink. That's good work if you can get it, guys. €230. Thanks to the sponsor, I will now be able to have an unforgettable 20th birthday. factory there, going to make you sweat. Everybody dance now. No, I know I can't sing, never mind. Coming up, we've got some Shaggy, but I'm going to give you my little lunchtime teaser just once more. The answer will be around 1:15. Coming up, we've got the weather, followed by my three in a row classics. Right then, are you ready for this? On the way to the fair, I met 7 jugglers and a bear. Every bear had 6 cats. Every cat had 5 rats. Every rat had 4 houses. Every house had 3 mouses. Ignore the English there. Every mouse had 2 louses. Every louse had a spouse. How many were going to the fair? You're listening to Die on 87.7 Sugar FM. Text us on 0775745468 or email me at studio@sugarradio.co.uk.
The girl next door, you know. I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both up making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do, my access to your villa? For son of weakness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, come Jesus say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even got me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both up making love on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she?
I never used to see you make the gigolo flex. I saw the else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no open talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even got me on camera.
No. Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she called me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both up making love on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
Another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music.
And always be waiting, waiting.
This is Shug FM Music. This is Shug FM. Yeah. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM. Latest local weather from Shug FM.
You're listening to Shug FM with Di. The weather today, as you can see, is nice and sunny. It's a lovely spring day. The highs today are 7 degrees as long as you're out of the wind. It's a lovely day to take the kids for a walk in the park or pet the dog and take him. Coming up, we've got three in a row classics.
I guess now it's time as high. I knew right there you were the one.
And I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a friend. And if you ever fall in love again, you must make sure the lady's a friend. And if you ever fall in love so true, now baby, you must be sure that she feels the same way too. If I say that I would be your one and
to die on 87.7 Shug FM. Three in a row classics. What a brilliant, brilliant song that is. That was Eric Clapton with Wonderful Tonight. Before that you heard E17 featuring Gabrielle, If You Ever, and Take That Back for Good. You can't say I don't play some good music. Anyway, it's 1:15 on a Monday afternoon and it's time for the answer to the teaser question. On the way to the fair, I met 7 jugglers and a bear. Every bear had 6 cats. Every cat had 5 rats. Every rat had 4 houses. Every house had 3 mouses. Every mouse had 2 louses. Every louse had a spouse. How many were going to the fair? Well, he met them on the way to the fair. They were on the way back from the fair. So the answer's 1. You're listening to Di on 87.7 Shug FM. Listening to Die on 87.7 Shug FM. If you want any requests, give me a call on 07757 454668 or email me at studio@shugradio.co.uk. Let me tell you next about Kate Winslet's new movie. She sticks to her yummy mummy style in favour of a more outrageous look for a new film role. It's called Romance and Cigarettes, and she plays flame-haired Tula, who's having an affair with Nick behind his wife's back. She's got really slim after a baby, and I'm not after my babies, but never mind that. She also had to take dance lessons for a part in the musical. Don't forget that opens on the 24th of March, and coming up a bit later on the programme, I'm going to educate you with a book review.
Oh, yeah.
Another story for you. Did you know there's a website teaching English football fans phrases such as "I puked my guts up and sacked the manager"? So they can now say this in German, and this has been set up for the World Cup. It also includes translations for "sick as a parrot", "the ref doesn't know what he's doing", and "the goal scorer looks suspiciously offside". The British Embassy in Berlin, which is behind the move, has also appointed a special full-time football attaché. Andy Batson will answer queries during the World Cup tournament next year in Germany and give tips to travelling supporters. "We share a love of good beer as well as football, and the friendly historic rivalry between our two teams will add extra interest. Some 100,000 English fans are expected to travel to Germany this summer, a crowd second only to the locals. Talking about football, boozy armchair football fans will splash out more than £250 million cheering England to World Cup glory. Brewers are braced for record-breaking beer sales. Jed Lowry, Carlsberg UK's take-home controller, said our sales for Euro 2004 exceeded the Millennium celebrations and this will be even bigger.
Music.
Music Sounds Better With You by Stardust there. Now, this is the time in my show where I'm now going to educate you. Okay, are you ready for this? I'm now going to give you a book review. It's Gerald Seymour's Rackrun. A coward who is sent from the army in disgrace. He ends up a dropout in London. A social worker sees his shoes because they're very shiny and decides to take him in hand. He gets a flat in a rundown area in Amersham where the druggies rule. It's not safe to go out at night. An old lady next door befriends him. She gets mugged for £2 and ends up in hospital. Her grandson, a police officer, does his homework on Malachy Kitchen and challenges him to redeem himself. He should get the person who did this to his grandmother. He starts off with the pushers, moves up the next level to the dealers, then the suppliers. The net is closing, but there is another cargo that needs to be shipped, a terrorist. You actually can't stop turning the pages, you're in the net, you are part of the network. The poor visibility and storm at the end added to the confusion. Will they make it or won't they? The suspense was on. Building, building, then nothing. Only one of them makes it in the end. But which one? I thought the ending was a bit disappointing myself. Temperature this morning is 0 degrees and the weatherman says it will be twice as cold tomorrow. What will the temperature be? my choice of music today. That was Hanson with Mbop. Don't forget, if you want to request, text the studio on 07757 454 668 or email me at studio@shugradio.co.uk. Now, I've just had an email from Sophie from Stone. She decided she wants some Nelly. This one's for you. That reminds me of my teaching days. I used to live in France for 14 years and you used to have to get up at 8 o'clock. You have to be at school for 8 o'clock in the morning. I think it was one of my Wednesday morning groups. Fancy getting up for 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning just to go to work for 2 hours. It was a long day there. They go to school 8 till 5. So I think sounds lucky you 9 till 3:15ers. Anyway, this is the time of the show. What's on the telly tonight? Of course, Channel 4, Desperate Housewives, is a bit gossipy. I won't bore you with all the details, but suffice to say, Bree tells Andrew how Rex really met his end. Match of the Day live for you guys out there, Newcastle and Chelsea. And Charlie's Angels is the film on 5 at 8 o'clock. Now, everybody knows Charlie's Angels, don't they? Yes. This one is with Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu. They're the Foxy Crime Fighters tackling a reasonably thin plot about voice identification software and global positioning satellites. Watch out for Bill Murray, Luke Wilson, Matt LeBlanc and Hitchhiker's Guide, Sam Rockwell. Song that is Irene Cara with What a Feeling. Now some for gossip on Victoria Beckham. She's given David Beckham the ultimatum, it's me or football. She's given him till April the 17th to save their marriage. Apparently she doesn't like being at home with the kids on her own. Well, most of us normal mothers who haven't got millions have to do it, and we quite enjoy it. Yes, they can be a bit of a pain, but they're lovely when they're little. My two are now big, and I wish they were little again. Anyway, the timing couldn't be worse for David, as he's in the middle of talks over a new two-year contract with Real Madrid. Watch this space.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up all the time?
Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations. Coming up, we've got some Leanne Rimes, but after this, I will be handing you over to Chris in the afternoon as it's coming up to 2 o'clock. Hope you've enjoyed the show.